Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me a crazy story out of Florida. Three arrested in property fraud case after an elderly owner discovers lot sold for $230,000. And this happens a little bit more often now than it used to. And it's scary because how easy it is to do. I suspect we're going to be hearing more about this. And we probably do need to straighten these laws out a tiny little bit, which will take some work. I think it can be done, but it's scary how easy it is to steal property. Steal property. We're talking about real estate, the dirt, the ground, the piece of the planet we're talking about. Ariana Osperu wrote this from Miami Herald. Shirley Gibson is 86 years old. 86 years old. She went to the county office to pay her property taxes, and when she got there, they said, oh, you don't need to pay these. The new owner paid them already. You don't need to pay these. Once you sold this property, you don't have to pay property taxes anymore. So she had owned the lot. It was in Coconut Grove, which is a really cool place. And her grandfather bought it when he came to America from the Bahamas to South Florida. So it had passed along to her. She owned the property, except now, according to the county, she doesn't anymore because she sold it to somebody. So she eventually learned that what had happened was the property had been stolen and resold for $230,000 without her knowledge. Now, the property's still there. You can't physically take the property elsewhere, but the title to it had been stolen. So she called a friend of hers who's a lawyer, and the lawyer called the police. And recently, the authorities held a press conference to highlight the growing problem of fraud against the elderly. Prosecutors revealed they had charged three people who are suspected of being involved in the theft of this property. The three were charged with a host of felonies, including money laundering, grand theft, organized scheme to defraud, and theft from a person 65 years or older. Police believe the scheme, which involved a complicated series of deposits and wire transfers before the property was sold, was not their first offense. The assistant police chief in Miami said at the press conference, I think that when we're looking at a crime this sophisticated and really this bold, we're again just scratching the surface. Florida is second in the country for elder fraud, with over $84 million lost by those over 60 years of age in the state, according to an FBI report. Over the past year, the elderly in South Florida have been hit hard. Recently, a 93-year-old man was robbed of his home and $500,000 in cash by his son and his niece. In April, a 31-year-old nurse practitioner was arrested for participating in a scam to target elderly victims and convince them to wire her money. And earlier this year, police say federal agents caught a man in Coral Gables who was being investigated as part of a similar ring. His cohort, who was wounded in the incident where they were dealing with this, was charged federally with scamming the elderly. Those who exploit and prey on our elderly residents have a cold, cold heart, said Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, who added more than 50 similar cases have been reported recently. So what appears to have happened here, at its most basic, is that somebody realized there's a vacant lot someplace. The woman's not living on it. She owns it. But there's a vacant lot. There's just a lot. A piece of property. Coconut Grove. Cool town. And I ran the Miami Marathon a few years back. And, you know, when you're running slow, you see a lot of stuff you wouldn't see if you were driving. And I remember going through this really, really neat little community going, what is this place? Oh, it's Coconut Grove. So it made an impression on me. So that's why it reminds me of that. It was later that I was very, very tired and feeling worn out. But earlier I felt good and I was looking around going, hey, this is a neat place. But there's a vacant lot that's worth some money, $230,000 at least. And the lot's sitting there and somebody realizes, hey, that's just a vacant lot, but it's worth some money. So they go and find out who the owner is, which isn't that hard to do. And they find out some information like that. And then they dummy up the documents to make it look like it's been bought or sold, right? And they create these sales documents, and then they go and record those documents. And now the county, who keeps track of ownership, has this piece of paper that says, oh, it was sold by her to these people. Now, these people then sell it to somebody else. Somebody else is looking for property, and these people go, hey, we got this piece of property here. Why not $230,000? And they say, oh, okay, we'll buy that piece of property from you. So they buy the piece of property and they give $230,000 to the people who are on paper the owner, but not really because the woman would still own the property. And now these people are out $230,000, and these people have caused it to look like on paper this woman no longer owns her property. And so unfortunately it happens fairly often around the country. We hear about this. Sad part here is it happened to somebody who's 86 years old and it's a pain to undo this. Good news is they caught these people who did it and they're facing a whole bunch of serious charges. So that's good. But the scary part about this is how easy it is to do that, to steal property, compared to how difficult it is, for instance, to steal the paperwork for a car. So I understand you can steal a car quite easily. If you put a car in a parking lot and said, Steve, you know, how are you going to steal a car without the keys? I just get a flatbed truck, back it up, and haul it away. I mean, that's not that difficult to do. But the problem is selling that vehicle to someone else because I haven't got the title to it. The title is a certificate of title. And a certificate of title with automobiles, although it can be faked, and there's ways to do it, and I've seen people have issues with titles before. If you think about how many automobiles get titled and then sold or resold every single year across America, the number is gigantic. It's huge. It's huge. And it's got to dwarf the number of pieces of real estate that get sold every single year. Because people don't buy and sell real estate as often as they buy cars. Okay? And plus, many people own more than one car, or many families own one. So there might be a family living in a house for 20 years. And in those 20 years, they buy and sell 20 cars, right? So there's so many more transactions of automobiles. And what appears to be the thing that makes that work is there's a certificate of title that somebody's got their hands on. And you can steal my car, but you haven't got the certificate of title, most likely. And without that, you're gonna have a difficult time reselling that car in the actual, you know, normal course of commerce. And you're certainly have a hard time registering it, okay? And so it's interesting that we have a situation where an automobile is harder to steal in this way than a piece of property is. And the other question I have is someone's buying a piece of property for $230,000. And now I've bought and sold property a couple times in my life, and there's always title insurance involved. A title insurance company steps in and says, yes, we're going to check the title on this to make sure these titles are good and make sure the chain of title is good. There's nothing that would cloud this title. So if there was somebody involved in this transaction in that capacity, they just got soaked for $230,000 because somehow they missed the fact that the people who were selling the property had acquired title through shenanigans at the clerk's office with this paperwork. So we don't know if there's any title insurance involved in this. It might be that somebody said, no, it's just a piece of property, don't need title insurance, just buy it. And that's possible too. Well, it's scary how easy it is to steal real estate compared to how difficult it is to steal a car in the same manner. And that is to get the paperwork that indicates that you are the true owner and how difficult that is with an automobile versus real estate. But, you know, it might just be that until recently, there has been enough of this going around for people to be looking into it. But I suspect somewhere down the road, they're going to have to do something to make the real estate process a little less prone to this kind of chicanery. There you go. So as of right now, they've arrested three in the property fraud case after an elderly owner discovered that her lot had been sold for $230,000 and that lot had been in her family for decades. Keith, Gayla, and Adam all sent it. Thank you very much. Ariana Aspero wrote it for the Miami Herald. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The only way to enjoy anything in this life is to earn it first.